2015年度第1回実用英語技能検定準1級一次試験リスニングテスト。英語による指示文は2015年度第2回検定と同じですので、ここでは割愛してあります。では始めます。
Number 1. Good morning, can I help you?
I'd like the doctor to take a look at my daughter. She's had a fever since this morning.
Have you been to this clinic before?
No, this is our first time.
Okay, we have an opening at 4 this afternoon.
Is there anything earlier? I'd like the doctor to see her as soon as possible.
Let me see what I can do. In the meantime, please fill out this form for her. Question: What does the woman want to do? Number 2.
I'm thinking of buying a new car. Any ideas, Pete?
What's your price range?
Well, it'll have to be an economy model.
You've got a couple of small children, right?
3, actually.
So you'll need something roomy for the kids and when you go shopping.
And then there's all of Sam's fishing gear.
Well, a 4-door wagon might be good. Not too big, but with space for the whole family. I'll show you some car websites later if you like.
Great, thanks.
Question: What does the man advise the woman to do?
Number 3.
Karen, your project was due yesterday. Why are you turning it in now?
I'm really sorry, Professor Little. My roommate spilled coffee all over my desk, and I had to redo everything.
I'm sorry too, Karen. This is the third time it's happened, and that sort of excuse is really not acceptable.
Are you saying that you won't even look at my work?
No, but you should have talked to me yesterday if there was a problem. I'll accept your project, but I'm going to drop you a full grade.
Question: Why is the professor angry?
Number 4.
How's your cold, honey? It sounds like you've still got a bad cough.
Yeah, I don't feel too good. Would you mind going to the drugstore to get me some more medication? Mine's run out.
Okay, but maybe you should go to the clinic to get it checked out properly.
No, I'm sure it'll clear up soon.
Well, I'm worried about you. If you're no better tomorrow, I want you to see a doctor.
All right.
Question: What do we learn about the woman?
Number 5.
John, I need your advice.
What's up?
Well, my son wants to join the rock climbing club at school, but I'm afraid he'll get hurt.
Marge, he's not a baby anymore. Don't treat him as if he were.
But don't you think it's too dangerous?
Nah, it should be good fun for him. He'll make lots of friends, and it'll give him some confidence.
Question: What does the man advise the woman to do? Number 6.
I think there's an error on our credit card bill.
It did seem quite high this month, but I didn't look at it closely.
Well, I see 2 identical charges from the same computer shop.
On the same date?
Yes, but I only bought 1 printer, and I have the receipt.
Sometimes a purchase can get processed twice.
So, what do you think I should do?
Start with the store. If they can't help you, try the card company. Question: What does the man tell the woman to do first?
Number 7.
Was Anna at the staff meeting this week?
No, she wasn't. That's the 3rd one in a row.
That's unacceptable. What was her excuse?
She said she was meeting a client. But when she came back to the office, I noticed she had gotten her hair cut.
She really needs to shape up. Her sales performance isn't bad, but if she doesn't change her attitude soon, she's going to be out of a job.
I'll speak with her today.
Question. What is the problem with Anna?
Number 8.
Are you running in the race on Saturday?
You mean the 10K run in the park? I'd like to, but I'm not in good enough shape. Plus, I don't think I can find a babysitter.
Well, there's also a 2-kilometer walk for those who prefer a slower pace. You could push the baby stroller.
That sounds about my level. Is the event a fundraiser?
Yes. All proceeds go to a local organization that helps the homeless. I hope you can make it.
Sure, why not? I can get some exercise and donate to a worthy cause.
Question: What is the main purpose of the race?
Number 9. Are you still working on your nursing school application, Claire? You've been at it all day.
It's due tomorrow, Dad, and I don't want poor writing to hurt my chances.
What do writing skills have to do with being a good nurse?
There'll be a lot of applicants, so I need to make a good impression.
Well, it's probably not necessary, but I'd be glad to read through your application for you.
Thanks.
Question. Why is Claire concerned? Number 10.
We have so many things to throw away before we move.
Let's have another yard sale.
We only made a little money with the last one. The newspaper ad was expensive, and the sale took up so much time.
Well, even a little extra cash would help.
It's not worth it, considering all the other stuff we need to do before we move.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Let's just give what we don't need to charity.
Question. What do we learn about the woman?
Number 11. Excuse me, is there a hardware store around here?
Well, there are still 2 small independently owned stores on Howard Street. But if you want one of the big chains, all their stores are north of town.
And I suppose the small ones charge more.
Yeah, and they don't offer the same range of goods either. That's one reason why independent stores are closing down in many towns.
Question. What does the man say about the independent stores? Number 12.
Hey, Abigail, are you having as much trouble as I am with our sociology class?
Big trouble. What's with the book the professor assigned?
I spent ages just trying to understand the introduction. It's all I can do to get through a single chapter.
Yeah. The author just seems to go around in circles.
I agree. He never seems to make a point.
Hey, maybe there's a study guide on the internet.
That's an idea.
Question. Why are these students complaining? Part 2.
A. Dark chocolate. People who enjoy eating chocolate may now have another reason to cheer. Research over the last decade shows that eating dark chocolate can decrease a person's chance of suffering a stroke or having heart problems. Researchers think this is because dark chocolate is rich in antioxidants, which protect cells from damage. In fact, the dark variety contains more antioxidants than many fruit juices. Dr. Beatrice Golem of the University of California, San Diego, has recently done another interesting study. The study followed the eating and exercise habits of middle-aged men and women. Surprisingly, Golem found that frequent dark chocolate eaters were more likely to be slender. Although dark chocolate has more calories than many foods, Golem believes its ingredients may prevent the body from absorbing fat.
Questions. Number 13. What has research over the last decade shown? Number 14. What did research by Beatrice Gollum suggest about dark chocolate?
B. Fish farms in the Negev Desert. In an attempt to use previously unproductive land, Israeli business people are now raising fish in the Negev Desert. These fish farms export thousands of kilograms of fish to Europe every year. The water they use is pumped from caves far beneath the ground and stored in above-ground pools. The water is slightly salty, so it cannot be used for human consumption, but it is clean and perfect for raising fish. The wastewater from the pools, which is high in nutrients, is then used for agriculture. The fish farms are not without problems. Critics point out that the underground water is not a sustainable resource. It will run out in the not-too-distant future. Nevertheless, fish farm supporters argue that there is enough water to allow the farmers to continue their businesses until seawater purification technology becomes cheap enough to replace it.
Questions. Number 15. What is true of the fish farms in the Negev Desert? Number 16. What do critics of the fish farms say? C. Smart meters. Electric power companies in the U.S. have recently been installing so-called smart meters in people's homes. These meters constantly send electronic data on electricity usage to the power companies. The data allows companies to set higher or lower rates depending on the demand at different times of day. The meters can also inform companies of problems as soon as power outages occur. This means repair work can begin more quickly. The power companies are pushing all households to have the new meters installed. But some American consumers are concerned about companies gathering information about their consumption habits. These consumers think that the wireless data sent from smart meters, which includes personal information, may not be secure. Since consumers who refuse smart meters are being charged additional fees in some areas, this has led to numerous legal battles.
Questions. Number 17. What is one thing we learn about smart meters? Number 18. What do some American consumers believe?
D. The science of raindrops. Scientists have long been interested in the size of raindrops. Raindrops sometimes hit each other and form larger or smaller drops as they fall. However, this happens too infrequently to provide a complete explanation. Recently, French researcher Emmanuel Villemot filmed large drops of water as they fell. He noticed that, first, the drops began to change shape. While still in midair, the drops then broke into droplets of various sizes, just like those found in nature. Such research may seem pointless to some, but it may have real-life uses. For example, it may help farmers when they spray chemicals on fields to feed crops or kill insects. With current spraying methods, the wind often carries these chemicals into neighboring fields. To prevent this from happening, scientists are now working on spraying methods that are based on the natural process of raindrop formation.
Questions. Number 19. What did Emmanuel Villemot's research show? Number 20. How might the work of scientists help farmers in the future? E. the last tortoise of his kind. In June 2012, Lonesome George died in a nature preserve on the Galapagos Islands. George was the last surviving member of a type of giant tortoise that was only found on Pinta Island. The other members had died out because of hunting by humans and also because their natural habitat was destroyed by goats, which had been brought by humans. Scientists had hoped to preserve George's genetic line by breeding him with genetically similar females from nearby islands. Unfortunately, the females' eggs did not hatch. George has come to symbolize fragile ecosystems. Environmentalists use his story to educate people about the problems invasive animals can cause. Invasive animals have killed many native species by destroying habitats and food sources those species need to survive. All too often, these invasive animals were carelessly introduced by humans.
Questions. Number 21. What is one reason the giant tortoises on Pinta Island died out? Number 22. What are environmentalists trying to do?
F. Police interview techniques. Recently, U.S. police have changed the way they interview criminal suspects. In the past, police officers usually looked for physical signs that a suspect was under stress. These signs included nervous gestures or a lack of eye contact. However, this sometimes prevented police officers from concentrating on what the person was actually saying. The new technique focuses on analyzing how people describe certain events. Research has found that when people tell the truth, they provide 20 to 30% more detail than people who are lying. So with the new technique, the suspect is first asked to share a memory unrelated to the crime. This allows the interviewer to become familiar with how the suspect expresses him or herself. Then the suspect is asked to describe events related to the crime. Police then analyze those descriptions to see if the suspect is lying.
Questions. Number 23. What does the new interview technique involve? Number 24. What is the first step of the new technique?
Part 3.
G. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
Hi, this is Samantha. I'm really sorry, but I can't make it to my lesson tonight. I'd like to reschedule it, though. Things are really busy at work, so tomorrow evening would not be possible for me. And I have a lunch appointment on Saturday. But I could come first thing in the morning or later in the afternoon. Oh, and Sunday before noon would be okay, too. Could you let me know when you're available? Thanks, and sorry again.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet. H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 26.
Hi, Taro. It's Kelly here. I talked to the university for you. Unfortunately, they can only do direct deposits into U.S. bank accounts, so they cannot deposit your paycheck into your account in Japan. It's too bad that you closed your U.S. account. They did say, though, that you could mail them a signed letter allowing them to make the paycheck out to me. Then I could send you an international money order for that amount.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 27.
Thank you for calling Cellular City. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. For inquiries about recent bills, payment issues, or to confirm your remaining monthly minutes, press 1. For questions about text messaging services and packages, press 2. To make changes to an existing account, press 3. For issues concerning phone repair, replacement, or the purchase of a new model, press 4. To hear these choices again, press the pound key.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
J. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 28.
This one is the CR Team road bike. It's designed for racing, though, rather than carrying heavy loads. A mountain bike would be great if you're looking for an off-road adventure. This blue Venus is perfect. This one over here, the SL8, is a hybrid, so it's good for the mountains and the road. It's ideal for distance riding because it's comfortable and you can carry a lot of things. If you're just looking for something to use around town, utility bikes like this ZT11 here will do the job.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet.
K. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 29.
Okay, there are two categories of graduation thesis: research papers and creative writing projects. The first is more common. Creative writing projects are generally restricted to students who have an A average. Without this average, your creative writing proposal may still be accepted. However, you will need to speak to your academic advisor and get permission before you hand in your proposal to the thesis committee. Without permission, you'll have to do a research paper. Once your thesis has been set, a doctoral student will be appointed to give you guidance with it.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.